Welcome back to Choppy Wagner Stadium on the campus of Washington High School. Second quarter action coming your way, scoreless as we head to the second quarter between Washington and Kinston. Scott Rogers, Addison Bass with you up here in the booth. William Grover producing tonight back in our Interbanks Media Studios. Washington will come out of the quarter break. Second down and five at the 20-yard line as the rain picks up a little bit coming out of the quarter break. Evan Makepeace with two to his right, one to his left, also the running back as well. Man coming in motion from right to left. He'll hand it off to him. That is the running back. Oh. He splits through to the 15, to the 10, and is knocked out of bounds. That was Javon Williams. Nice little run there on the jet sweep play. Picks up positive yardage. Should be a first down on this play. Looking to see if there's any flags. Don't see any out there, but it looks like we actually might have a flag. We do have a flag on the far side of the field. And this more than likely will be a holding penalty. Our officials tonight have had an interesting night out there. A lot of false start penalties in that first couple of drives. And it is going to be a holding penalty against Washington. So that will take the place of that great play to start coming out of this quarter break. You know, push it all the way back to the 30-yard line. So second down at about 15 coming up for the Pampack here. They got to get to the 15-yard line for it to be a first down. And it'll be second and 15, 11:48, and counting here in the second quarter. Three receivers set. Makepeace looks in, gets it. Hands it off to Melton. Tries to hit the right side. He does. He's past the 30, past the 25, and brought down at the 21-yard line. Another solid pickup of yardage for Keondrick Melton. Gets past the original line of scrimmage. Third down and about six coming up. Melton has been stopped a couple times tonight, Addy, but for the most part, he's probably averaging somewhere between 5 and 6 yards a carry tonight. Yeah,
there hadn't been many snaps that he didn't have positive yardage.
And that's all you can ask for in your running back. You'll have those times where you'll break free a couple times. Whistle's blown here. Officials talking about something. It's the umpire and the white hat that are talking. They're pointing to the chain crew. Are they saying that the down is wrong on the... Oh, wow, they're going second down here. Well, that's not right. They had second down coming out. Okay, now they go back to third down. That is correct. I was going to say, you would have given them three second down plays coming out of the quarter after that holding penalty. So third down and six, ball at the 21 with 11 minutes to go here and a half. Two to left, one to right. Makepeace gets the snap, hands off to Melton, rolls to the outside, breaks a tackle, and then brought down right at the 20-yard line. Might have picked up a yard there, and it's a fourth down at the 20-yard line coming up for Washington. Inside of the 20 is where both offensives tonight have struggled. Washington has moved the ball down the field pretty effectively tonight when they've had the ball, just not when they're inside the 20. And the same thing for Kinston outside of one series tonight. The Pampack going to go for it on fourth down. It's fourth and five at the 20. You're inside of Kinston territory. And you can get a first down here. Boy, that would be huge to try and get on the board in the second quarter with this game scoreless. Four receivers, three left, one right. Low snap. Makepeace picks it up as a shovel pass to Melton. He catches it and is brought down at the 20-yard line. Might have actually given him a couple of yards all the way up to the 18, but not enough for the first down. That play did not start well from the start. It was a low snap. Makepeace had to pick it up, kind of shoved it over the Melton behind the line of scrimmage, and had no chance at getting a first down out of that play. The offense turns it over on downs once again and gives Kinston the ball at their own 18-yard line. Boy, these offenses have had some struggles tonight. Late in series. Kinston will come out on this one. Three receivers right, one left. A running back as well. Jones gets it, fires it over to the right side. It's caught by Moore. Past the 20, 25, 30, rolling down the sideline and is knocked out of bounds at the 35. So a solid first down play there by Kinston coming out firing. And it'll be first down and 10 at the 35-yard line. We mentioned back in the first quarter how this Kinston offense has been good this season. Their record might not show it at 1-2. Didn't have the best of nights in that first game against South Central, losing by 20 points. Week two, you play Green Central, beat them pretty, or lose to them, close game. And then last week, you win a close one against Aiden Grifton. So this Kinston team has put up some solid numbers. Of course, their quarterback, Tyler Jones, with almost 450 yards of passing coming into the night, averaged about 11 yards per play as the rain picks up once again. But 9.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Jones gets it, fires it to the right side. It's caught at the 30, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage is the receiver, but he's knocked out of bounds. Looking to catch a number on that. I believe that was Oki Edwards, number zero. Does get back to the original line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. And a second down and 10. But outside of that passing game, a solid rushing attack by Kinston as well. Both running backs averaging over 40 yards a game. So more of a passing team, but they can run the ball if needed. Second down and 10 at a 33-yard line. With three receivers right, a man in motion now. Snap to Jones. They hand the ball off. They go right up the middle with a running back. Kicks up a couple of yardage and is brought down just past the 35. I believe that was Alex Moore on the carry. Actually, Jeremiah Hart on the carry, number six. So a couple of yards on the run there. They'll spot it at the 35 and another third down coming up for the Washington defense. And Addison, we need that Washington defense getting another big stop here on third down.
They really do.
Three receivers left. Jones claps his hand, trying to get somebody to.
That's most.
And now you have a flag come out. Now, I think what got him there was that lineman pointing to the Washington defense. And I think that's exactly what got him, as it is a false start penalty. I believe that is the third false start called tonight against this Kinston offense. Backs him up to the 30-yard line, so third down and 13 now coming up. Three false starts penalties. Addison, if you were Ryan Gieselman right now, you're probably not too happy with that offensive line.
No, I would have already used a timeout and had a prayer meeting.
Boy, the rain has really picked up now. Third down and 13 at the 30. Jones gets the snap, looks to his right, fires it to the sideline. It's caught at the 37, wrapped up there and knocked out of bounds. The rain is hindered trying to see what the number was. It looked like it was number six, Jeremiah Hart. Still not enough for the first down, and a fourth down play coming up for the Kinston offense. With 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, scoreless in this one between Kinston and Washington. Fourth down and six play for Kinston here. Looking to the sideline is quarterback Tyler Jones and then coaching staff under head coach Ryan Gieselman. One of the good guys in the business, Coach Giesel. They call him Diesel. And has made this Kinston football program a solid one at the 2A level. Three receivers left, one right, and movement on the line. What do we have here? Is it going to be encroachment, or will this be another false start penalty? And it is going to be, actually, it looks like they might have called a timeout here. So a timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. Scoreless, 6:59 to go here in the second quarter. This is Pampack Football on 94.3 The Game.